Good morning. How are you? It's good to be here. Why don't we pray and then we will open up our Bibles and get to work. Dear God, we come to you this morning and we thank you because you are good. We thank you because you love us. We thank you for life. Thank you for yesterday, the day we were able to live, and all the things that happened that we, in the moment, didn't even realize that they were just expressions of your goodness. You are a wonderful Father. So now, God, we come to you and we recognize that you are the King of the universe. As we open this book, we confess once again and profess that we believe this is your word. And we want you to speak to us through your word. God, I pray that you would help me explain it well. God, I pray that you would open our minds so that we would understand what you would have us understand. And I pray that you would open our hearts, God, so that we would feel what you want us to feel. And more than anything, as we read this word, that you would change us and make us more like Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. So we're going through a small little mini-series in the first half of Matthew chapter 6. In this section of Scripture, Jesus is teaching us how to practice our relationship with God, how to practice our, you could call it personal acts of piety or spiritual disciplines, how to do things like prayer and fasting and generosity and just the different things that we do in our search to be closer and to live closer to God. And today, if you flip to Matthew 6, verse 12, Jesus is going to instruct us about forgiveness, about the when and the how and the why of forgiveness, what forgiveness is supposed to look like and what forgiveness is. So let's read the text and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Matthew 6, verse 12, Jesus says, this is in the middle of the text that we read last week, what is called the Lord's Prayer, the model for prayer. And I want to grab this verse and then we're going to skip down a verse. And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And then verse 14, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So, it's like if you remember last week, we read the prayer, and then at the end, verse 14 and 15, it's like Jesus went back and did a parenthesis or a footnote or a caveat, or he wanted to better explain. I'm pretty sure it was verse 12. He's talking about the same thing in verse 12 and then 14 and 15. He's giving us an explanation for why he's telling us to pray, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And it has to do with forgiveness. And so you say, well, wait a second. This is in the middle of a section. The whole thing is about us practicing our acts of righteousness, doing things about us and God, our relationship with God. What does forgiveness have to do with that? Isn't forgiveness about me and you? All the bad stuff you've done to me, and then I forgive you? What does that have to do with my spiritual disciplines and my practice of that with God? And here, Jesus, by putting that right in the middle of this whole section on our relationship with God and even the words he uses, we could tell he's saying it has a lot to do with our relationship with God. How we forgive each other and if we forgive each other has a ton to do with our relationship with God. And even if we can practice spiritual disciplines in a way that make us get closer to God or don't. And thinking about forgiveness is practical for all of us because we all tend to have the same problem. People do bad things to us, and we find it hard to forgive them. People do bad things to us, and it's difficult for us to forgive them. That's why this teaching that we're going to look at applies to all of us. Nobody is going to be able to leave here today and say, well, that was good for somebody else. This is for each one of us because people do bad things to us. They offend us. They hurt us. They insult us. Sometimes it's verbally. They say things, and you're just like, oh, that hurt. I'm going to carry that the rest of my life. You can't take those words back. They repeat in our minds. Or maybe it's relationally. In relationships, we are wounded, we're hurt. Sometimes it's physically. People do things to our bodies and hurt us physically. Sometimes it's just up here, but you know that psychological hurt is hurt. We are hurt by other people. Other people do bad things to us. We all have people in our lives who do bad things to us. That's why this applies to all of us, because we all live in a broken world that's rebelled against God, and we live amongst other people who are broken and rebellious against God. And so we all have people in our lives who do bad things to us. So, to start on a positive note, can you think about some of the people that have hurt you? And I only ask you that because I know that's not a positive note. I only ask you that because, well, what we're going to read today, what Jesus says and what we're going to think about, will only really penetrate our hearts if we're thinking about how it applies to us. So who are some people that have hurt you? People that, if you see them, or they pop up on Facebook, or and you just, you feel sad maybe, or maybe you just, your teeth clench, and you don't even realize your teeth clench until later. You're like, why is my jaw so, oh, I saw that person today. They were at the thing when I was, you're irritated when you see them. You get mad when you see them. What are some of the things that people have done to you that make you angry or sad when you think about it today? See, people do bad things to us, and it's hard for us to forgive them. We don't truly forgive. See, we say, I forgive you, but you know as well as I do that when I say, oh, yeah, no, I forgive you, we're good. We're good. It's okay. There's no problem. Right? There's no, we're good. It's okay. I forgive you. Just stay away from me. We know that we're not forgiving. That's not forgiveness. That's not really forgiveness, because then you see the person and you feel bad, right? You feel, you're angry. You're irritated. You're bothered by the person. Why do you feel that way if you forgave them? See, when we feel negative about a person, when we don't want to see them, when they bother us, when it's, that's a sign that we haven't forgiven them. So I don't think I have to make that point too much. We know that. It's hard for us to truly forgive. Why is it hard for us to truly forgive? And here's where Jesus, what he says is so helpful. Look at verse 12. Forgive us our... Okay, I'm just going to say, what does it say? But... I know what mine says, so I'm going to read my translation. Yours might be translated differently. Give us, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. So you see, the actual word that's used there in the original language means debt. It's something that someone owes someone. So it's something that someone owes you, something that you owe God. Forgive us our debts. In some translations, it's translated sins or offenses or transgressions. But what is he talking about? Well, why do we translate it sins or transgressions? Because we know that he's not talking about an economic debt. He's not saying go around and, you know, forgive everybody the money that they owe you. He's talking about sins. Forgive us the times that help us to forgive people who have sinned against us, and you, God, please forgive me the times that I've sinned against you. But look at the word he uses. He calls it a debt. When people do bad things to us, it creates a debt. The offense, when people do something bad against us, it is a debt. Why is it a debt? Because when you do something bad to me, you take something from me. Maybe it's something physical, maybe it's something emotional, maybe it's something that you can touch, or maybe it's something that you just feel, but when something bad is done to you, something is taken from you. And there's a huge variety of things that can be taken from us, and I'll just give you a few examples, and then you can, you know, think about your own, because everybody's different. Everybody has had different things taken from them. But think about the bad things people do to each other, and then think about why they hurt. They hurt because something is taken from us, which creates a debt. So why do we get all upset when people waste our time? Because they're taking something from us, right? We feel that they're taking our time from us. That creates a debt. You owe me back that block of time that I wasted waiting for you. When someone takes our, well, happiness away. So it's like, okay, someone gets upset with you, they pick a fight with you, and someone important to you is not happy with you, and all of a sudden the rest of your day is kind of ruined, and you're upset with that person. Why? Because you made me not happy. You made me upset. You took my happiness away. It creates a debt. You owe me that. Sometimes what's taken away is friendship. Maybe another friend goes around talking bad, and all of a sudden this other person that was really close to you that you valued now looks at you differently, and there's some space there, and that other person took your friendship away. Or maybe it's the actual friend who just, you know, starts moving away from you. Well, that's That there's a friendship that's been lost. Sometimes what's lost is in the family. What's taken away is family. Children who kind of move away from their parents and just forget about their parents, or parents who abandon their children, or fighting between family members that puts distance between family, and then you feel hurt afterwards. And why do you feel hurt? Because what's taken away? That closeness, the feeling of family. My family has been taken away from me. Sometimes what's taken away has to do with marriage. I expected this when I got married, and this is what I got. I didn't get what I was expecting. Or this other person came between me and my spouse and took away the happiness in my marriage. Or my spouse walked away from our marriage, and now our marriage, what I had, is lost. I'm owed something. I don't have something that I had before. Sometimes what's taken away is our hopes and dreams. I always wanted to, and now you did this, so I'm not going to be able to. My hopes and dreams for the future are taken away. It creates a debt. Sometimes it's a feeling of security. A common thing that is said by people who have been attacked is what? After I was attacked, I never felt safe. That person took that away from me. Very real things are taken from us when people do bad things to us. So think about the people in your life who bother you, who irritate you, who make you mad. What have they taken from you? What have they taken from you? And they owe us. They owe us what they took from us. And in a just world, isn't it true that they would somehow be able to return us exactly what they took from us? You know, I make you waste at half an hour of your life, and then somehow I'm able to magically give you that half an hour back. Then it's fair. That would be fair. It's a debt. I owe you that. When people do bad things to us, they take something from us, and they owe us. It's a debt, and we want them to pay. We want them to pay for that debt, to make good on it, to make it right. We don't want something extra. I don't want you to give me something that you don't owe me, but when you take something from me, well, you owe me that. I knock over your mailbox. I've taken something from you. What do you want from me? A new car? No, you want me to put the mailbox back. You want me to pay the debt that I owe you. So sometimes, we would love to make people feel exactly what we feel. So you hit me, I'll hit you. I want you to feel exactly, I want you to have happen to you exactly what happened to me, what you did to me. If that were possible and I could do that and I could get away with making you feel what I feel and not go to jail, that would be optimal. But many times we can't do that, right? We would get kicked out of church, we would get put in jail, we would lose our job. So what do? We treat people bad. We do things to the people that have hurt us, that have taken from us, that owe us something, and what we're trying to do is make them pay the debt off little by little. It's kind of like an installment plan that never ends. It's you did this to me, and now I'm just going to do little things to you that I can get away with doing because I can, because you owe me. So I treat you bad because I want you to pay for what you did. Maybe I'll just not talk to you. That'll show you. I'll just put it's a little payment. Maybe it's kind of, paying some interest on that loan. Maybe I'll remove myself from our friendship. See, now you've lost something. I hope you value that as much as I do. I'm going to get mad at you. I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to actively do bad things to you because, not really bad, but I'm going to talk about you and ruin your reputation because you deserve it, because you did that thing to me. I'm making you pay little by little for what you've done. We put demands on people to make them pay. You change. Why do I want you to change? Well, because you did that thing, and now you have to change because I want you to pay for what you did. And you having to change will kind of make it right, kind of a little bit. I want you to do things for me. You know, when someone has done something to us, isn't it funny how we feel justified in demanding that they do stuff for us? Why? Well, because you did that to me, so I feel totally justified in making you do this. We even ask them to ask for forgiveness so that they kind of make little payments on the loan, and we feel justified because they owe us. And then we say, well, I'm going to forgive you. But even in the act of forgiveness, what we call forgiveness, it's really not forgiveness. It's just a way to make the person pay a little bit more. Of course I'll forgive them. If they come to me in the appropriate way and ask for forgiveness in the way that I think they should ask for forgiveness, if they humble themselves and swallow their pride and grovel sufficiently, I'm sorry, you didn't mean it. Show me that you meant, what do I want you to do? I want you to grovel enough, and if you've groveled enough before you, and you've humbled yourself before me, then I will deign to forgive you. I forgive you. You have to change first. You have to repent. You have to do something. You have to change yourself. You have to do something for me, and then I will forgive you. But that's not forgiveness. That's just making them pay a little bit. And then recognizing that the loan, the debt, is just a little smaller than it was before. Because honestly, if you do something really bad to me, and then I say, okay, I'll forgive you, but you have to ask in the right way. You have to, if you say I'm sorry in the right way, and I feel that you're sorry, that means I feel that you've humbled yourself enough. Well, then I'll forgive you. But am I really forgiving you? Because does you groveling a little bit, does it really pay back this other thing? No, it's just a small payment on it. That's why it's hard for us to forgive. So that's why we end up saying things like, I can never forget what you did. I'll forgive you. I'll say I forgave you, but I'll never forget what you did. It'll never be the same. There's no way that I could forgive that. Have you ever said that? Have you ever thought that? The reason why is because debts can't be paid. You can't pay a debt back. We can't forgive completely because we want what's impossible. I want to forgive you after you've completely paid the debt back to me, but we can't pay back the debts that people owe that we owe people, and people will never be able to pay us the debts that we that they owe. People never pay us the debts. You know what I'm saying? Debts can't be paid. You do something bad to somebody, you can't undo that. I take a half an hour from you, even a small thing like that, I can never give you that half an hour back. It's impossible. No matter what I do in the future, no matter how much I grovel, I've still done that to you. I spread a rumor behind your back and you find out about it or you don't either way. I owe you something. I've taken your reputation. I can't give that back to you, no matter what I do. I could give you $1,000, and as nice as that would be, it doesn't give you your reputation back. So no matter what we do to make up for it, the debts are never paid. You can't undo the past. You can't bring the words back. You can't just wipe away what someone did to you, and you know that. I know that. Because people have done things to us, and we say, I know, and I say I forgive them, but I just feel that. Why do I feel that? And I feel so guilty when I think about that, because like I know I should forgive them. I know I shouldn't feel anything bad, but I do. Why do I? It's because they owe you something they'll never be able to pay back, because you can't go back in time except in the movies. They can't make you not feel what they made you feel. And so we carry this debt around with us. We think about the person, we think about what they did, we say that we forgive them, but we always carry the debt. We feel anger and bitterness. We say we don't because, well, we're Christians. Christians don't feel bitterness, but we avoid certain people. We feel stuff inside when we see them. Our tone changes. We think about what happened and we're filled with unhappiness. We feel bad towards that person. And see, all these negative emotions come from debts that aren't paid, and they're debts that destroy us on the inside. See, this is hard for us to see in the mirror, but it's so easy to see in other people. You see people who are just eaten up by bitterness, who brings destruction to our lives. And not just to our lives, it makes us destroy the other person. It destroys. We let it destroy our friendships. Why? Because there's this debt that you owe me that you can never pay, and it just builds inside of me. We feel justified in destroying their reputation and destroying their other friendships. We load that person up with condemnation because, well, we make them feel like they've hurt us. in a way that can never be repaired because they've hurt us in a way that can never be repaired. And so we pile that condemnation on them because they owe us, and it holds them down and it traps them in this box of this is how you are and this is how you always will be. We put condemnation on other people and then we load ourselves with the pain. We walk around by carrying the debts of what other people owe us, rightfully owe us. We carry around a load of pain because they took something from us, and it's pain that can never be alleviated because they can never pay us back. And so we let that unhappiness ruin our lives. It destroys us. I don't enjoy today. Why? Because I'm thinking about what you did to me yesterday. And it eats at me because you can never undo that. And I want to make you pay, and I'm not content. I'm not happy until you've paid for it. And we end up being trapped by our unforgiveness, by these debts that we carry around, things that we can never make people pay, and that they're never going to be able to pay. And we're enslaved and we're enchained with these negative emotions. And then Jesus says, he comes along and he takes our unforgiveness and he goes one step further. He connects it to our relationship with God. Look at verse 12 again. Forgive us our debts. See, I wish he would just stop there. Because then he throws in this other thing. As we also have forgiven our debtors. So he's saying, pray like this. Ask God to forgive you and say, God, forgive me, please. In the same way that I forgive people. I wish you wouldn't have done that, because that's horrible. I don't forgive debts when you owe me something. And Jesus says he connects my unforgiveness with asking God for forgiveness. He says that we're supposed to ask God to forgive us the way we forgive other people. And that's a risky proposition. I don't want to ask God that. If God forgave me the way I forgive you, I would be dead right now, literally. I would be smote down many, many years ago because I don't forgive people their debts. Not the way I want God to forgive me. I want God to just wipe the slate clean and say, you don't owe me that. That's not how we forgive other people. It's risky to do what Jesus is saying. But Jesus connects our forgiveness with our relationship with God. That's a serious thing. In fact, he's saying it's forgiveness is essential to our relationship with God. He's reminding us, you've been forgiven. You're going to be forgiven. Every time you pray, if you're God's child, you're being forgiven. That's how you should forgive. In fact, you should have the confidence to go to God and say, forgive me, because that's how I'm forgiving other people. And then he goes even one step past that. Look in verse 14 in the footnote. He says, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. He goes as far to say as our lack of forgiveness of other people blocks God's forgiveness in our life. That's incredible. That's serious. That is such a weighty thing. If anybody other than Jesus would have said it, we would do our best to find a way around it. That's just Paul being cranky there's got to be a way around that. Jesus said this. This is incredible. He's saying that when I don't forgive you, it blocks God's forgiveness to me. Now listen, he's not giving us a new way of finding salvation. This isn't a, you can repent and be baptized and give yourself to Jesus and decide to follow Jesus with your whole life and be forgiven and become God's child. Or you can just forgive everybody that you need to forgive. And then you are forgiven by God. He's not saying that. We're forgiven because of what Jesus did in the cross when we give ourselves to him and become God's child by repenting and being baptized when we decide to follow Jesus. But what he's saying is that forgiving other people should flow from the forgiveness we've received from God. And us not forgiving other people blocks God's forgiveness in our life. And this morning I was going over this and it just hit me. It's like I'm talking around this and I don't like what's being said. And so I'm kind of, you know, using a lot of words. And then at the end, the idea popped up. I was like, I need to write that down. I need to say that. I don't like it. But this is what Jesus is saying. Carrying these debts around that other people owe us can send us to hell. No matter how good of Christians we are, no matter how much we come here and we sing and we do take the Lord's Supper and all the other good stuff we do. I was baptized on this date, actually, 2 days ago. Today's the 2nd, right? 31st, many years ago. I was 15, so a while back. I was baptized. My dad baptized me, 56th and Vine. It was really cool. is my birthday. So no needs for gifts or a party. I'm just putting it out there. I was baptized on this date. I go to church. I do this. I do this. I work so hard for Jesus, but I don't forgive my brother. What does Jesus say? That blocks God's forgiveness. That sends us to hell. This is an incredibly serious thing. Talk about an unforgivable sin. So what's the response to all the destruction that our lack of forgiveness causes? Well, what's the answer? Well, Jesus gives us the answer. The answer is forgiveness is canceling the debt. Forgiveness is canceling the debt. It's not saying come and grovel and I'll say I forgive you and I'm going to feel bad about you for the rest of my life. It's something different. Forgiveness is canceling the debt. It's putting the balance in zero. The balance due, zero. Look at Matthew 12 again, 6:12. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. 14, if you forgive others their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. Look at the same word is used over and over and over again. Forgive, forgive, forgive. What does that word mean? In the language Jesus was speaking, it means sending it away, letting it go, opening up your hands, letting it go, letting it, opening it up and letting it go. It's putting it, the balance in zero. It means forgive. It doesn't mean, when he says forgive, he doesn't mean accept what's been paid as partial payment and say it's okay. He's saying put the balance of the debt that's owed to you in zero. That's what forgiveness is. That's what, when you sin against me and you create this debt that you owe me that you're never going to be able to pay, true forgiveness is me saying, you don't owe me anything. And as simple as that sounds, how do we do it? It's actually quite simple. In order to put the balance in zero, to forgive other people their trespasses, to leave the debt behind and not carry it, you have to do a few things. Let me walk you through it. First of all, you have to name it. You have to say what the thing is, what the debt is, what the person did to you, what they took from you. You have to say it. Well, do I have to say it? Well, Jesus doesn't say you have to say it. My experience is, until you say it, we go around saying, ah, it's not that big of a deal. Don't worry about it. It was nothing. It was nothing. We don't like to think about what was done to us. We want to minimize it and push it down. Why? Because when I push it down and say, no big deal, I don't have to forgive you. I can't forgive you. You do something to me and then you come and say, I'm sorry. Oh, don't worry about it. No big deal. I'm saying, I'm not going to recognize the debt that you owe me, but I'm going to hold on to it. See, we have to say what it is. That person did this to me. They took this from me, whether it was something big or something small. We have to say what it is, and then we have to decide. That's the mental thing. You have to decide that you're going to cancel the debt. You have to decide that you're going to put the balance owed in zero. You have to decide that you're going to forgive it. And you don't. It's not deciding, this is what they have to do in order for me to forgive it. Forgiveness is putting the balance in zero. It's not deciding how much they have to pay first. So it's not saying, if they would just come to me and say, ask for forgiveness. No, that's not forgiveness. It's you deciding that you will cancel the debt. And you say, that's not fair. They don't deserve that exactly. See, that's what you're deciding. You're deciding they don't deserve for me to cancel this, to put the balance owed in zero. But that's what I'm doing. You're deciding to forgive something that doesn't deserve to be forgiven. Look, forgiveness is not us saying, you've done enough, now I'll forgive. That's deciding that they've paid enough. It's deciding that you owe me. You owe me. You took this from me, and I'm going to decide to cancel that debt. And then you have to say it. You have to say it. And you have to. Does Jesus say you have to? No, he said you have to forgive. But my experience, again, there's something very powerful when I say the words, this person did that to me. Ben did. I'm only choosing this because I don't think Ben's ever done anything bad to me. So let's just clear the air. Ben did this to me. He took this away from me. This is what I feel. He doesn't owe me anything. The debt is canceled. Balance forward, zero. He doesn't owe me anything. You're like, do I have to tell the person that? Won't that be kind of weird? Do I have to call him up and say, no? That's the thing. It's not about the person. It doesn't matter. Who knows that I'm carrying this debt? I do. God does. So I say it to me. Most of the time when I forgive people, I don't tell them I'm forgiving them. If they ask me, it's like, yeah, of course. But sometimes I don't. But no, sometimes I'll say, but when I'm deciding to forgive someone, it's me in my mind saying, that person doesn't owe me anything. I'm deciding to forgive them. It doesn't. You could say it to yourself in your mind. I like to say it out loud because it makes it more real to me when I say it out loud. You can tell God. It doesn't matter. The important thing is to say it. And then you say, well, what about later on? Because then I see Ben again. And it's like, oh, that thing he did. I have to remind myself that debt's been paid. There's a zero in the balance owed column. So I have to remind myself, wait, he doesn't owe me anything. And I say that phrase a lot. He doesn't owe me anything. Doesn't owe me anything. I have to remind myself that debt has been paid. He doesn't owe me anything. And you say, that's just impossible to do. How can I do that? How can I forgive people and zero out the balance when they've actually done bad stuff to me? Here's the biggest thing. And I think that Jesus saying this is the biggest clue. And see how he connects us forgiving others with God forgiving us. He's connecting the forgiveness that I'm supposed to give, canceling out all these debts that people owe me, with the forgiveness that I want God to give me, that God has given me if I'm his child. He's saying, okay, think about what you owe God. You were made in his image to reflect his glory. And what have you done? Your whole life, you rebelled against him. You've been selfish. You've sought to make yourself the center of your own life, and you've sought to make yourself the boss of your own life. You are a rebellious idolater. You've kicked God to the side, and you only use him when you need stuff from him. You deserve death. You deserve eternal death for the way that you've rebelled against God. And what has God given you? He sent his son to live a perfect life and to die in your place to forgive your sins. You've been forgiven, and you've been adopted, and you've been placed in God's family. You've been forgiven for so much. So then when you come to me and you do something, and I'm like, oh, I just can't stand that guy. I should forgive him, but I can't, because everything in me goes, he doesn't deserve to be forgiven. When I think about what I deserve from God and what I actually am receiving from God, I deserve death, and God has given me his grace and love and adoption in his family. It makes it so much easier to say, yeah, okay, you don't owe me anything. That was only a little thing. That doesn't matter compared to what I deserve. And then think about what happens when we forgive other people, when we truly set the balance to zero. If you could think of some of the things that people have done to you that they don't deserve to be forgiven from, if you could put the balance in zero and say, they don't owe me anything, here's some things that happen. One, Jesus alleviates the pain that they caused you. When you can let the debt go, because of who you are and what you can have in Christ, for the forgiveness and the love that he gives you, it makes what they've done to us so much less important. I'm the dearly beloved son of the King of the universe, and you did that to me, but I've received everything in Christ. I'm God's son. I have his spirit. That thing that you did to me, that debt is so small in comparison. The pain is comforted by my Father. And when I forgive you, you're free from the condemnation. Because now you don't feel like every time I look at you, I'm heaping on you condemnation because you did that thing to me that one time, and I'll never forgive you for that, and you owe me for that. You're freed from that. You're free to be happy. You're free to continue on with your life. I free you from that, and I free myself from the bitterness and the horrible negativity that I have inside when I'm carrying that around. I'm free to every day wake up and live that day and not be chained by what you did to me yesterday. I'm free from the burden of having to not be your friend, to carry around I have to avoid you. I don't like you. I can't be at peace with you. No, we can be friends. I can hang out with you like nothing ever happened because I've forgiven that debt, and God's freed me from that. And the biggest thing, and this is the one Jesus says, if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. When I forgive you, I'm removing the barrier between God's forgiveness and me. I'm taking the barrier away. That's incredible. That's a huge reason to forgive other people. So, if people do bad things to us, and that creates a debt that they owe us that they're never going to be able to pay, and forgiveness is canceling that debt, what should we do? We should cancel our debts. We should forgive our debts. And in order to truly forgive our debts, here's what you have to do. You have to let the Father forgive the debts that you owe Him. In order to truly give the Father's forgiveness to other people, to give to forgive other people their debts the way the Father's forgiven you, you have to be forgiven by the Father. That means you have to experience God's forgiveness. You have to become God's child. You have to repent and be baptized and give yourself to Jesus and accept Him as your Savior and your Lord. And when you do that, you receive complete forgiveness from the Father, and that opens up that you are now able, because we don't always do it, but you're able to give that same forgiveness to other people. And in this community, when you say, I'm ready to make that decision, I want to repent and be baptized and take Jesus on as my Savior and Lord, just tell someone. You can do it. If you've already made that decision, what Jesus is asking us to do today is to cancel the debts that other people owe us. So think for a minute. What are some of the debts that you carry around? Some of the things that people have done to you? Can you think of people who have hurt you? People that you see them and you're sad or you're angry, you're bothered. What are some of the things that they've done to you? And today, Jesus is calling you and I to cancel those debts, to say, to think it through. They did this. I'm going to cancel that debt. And to say the words, they did this and they don't owe me anything. I've canceled that debt. They don't owe me anything. And I know that that's not something that we're going to sit here and close our eyes and do. That's a process you have to think through. Sometimes we have to be alone and close our bedroom door and cry and say, I can't do it, God. I can't forgive them that. But Jesus is asking us to do that. So I think the challenge for us is today to go find a place where you can be alone and you can think through some things that people have done to you that you've been carrying around, even if you say you haven't been, that you think them through and you talk to God and you come to a place where you can say, they did this and they don't owe me anything. I've canceled that debt. And then every time you think about it, remind yourself, they don't owe me anything. I've canceled that. And we'll be free from the bitterness and we'll be free to receive God's forgiveness. Why don't we stand? We'll sing. We'll pray, and then we'll sing. Dear God, we come to you right now, and we thank you because you are good. We thank you because you love us. Thank you, God, because you've reminded us today of the forgiveness that you give us. You don't make us work for your forgiveness. You don't make us earn it. You don't make us go back and erase everything we've done. You cancel our debt. That's the beauty of the cross. That's the beauty of salvation. That's the beauty of your grace. And God, then you ask us to do the same thing to other people. And we confess to you today that we really struggle with that. We all carry around bitterness, no matter how well we hide it, how much we deny it. So God, I pray through your Spirit today that you would work in our hearts and that throughout the day that you would unearth the bitterness that we carry and that you would help us as we think about how you've forgiven us, how we want to be forgiven by you, that you would help us to think through, to say what they've done, to say what they've taken, to say to name the debt, and then to say they don't owe me anything, to forgive our debts the way that you forgive us in Jesus. It's in His name we pray. Amen.